Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. New York City is the best city on the planet, according to a recent Time Out Index. The results were released last Monday, and it seems recent world events have reminded people why this is such a great place. As Time Out noted, quote, "As other parts of the country slipped backwards and embraced anti-immigrant rhetoric, outdated gender roles, and isolationism, New York not only stood its ground, but moved forward. It's done so in the fortifying, highly visible moments that captured the eyes of the world, the 400,000 protesters that filled the city streets during the 2017 Women's March, and the crowds that rushed to JFK to protest the travel ban, but also in more subtle but just as impactful ways. The city's cultural fabric itself took to the streets, and diversity was pushed to forefront of the conversation. We all shared in each other's lives, stories, and culture, and of that, too, the world was watching. But it can be hard to appreciate this place when you're just slogging to work. There are rats in the MetroCard vending machines. Sometimes you need a little reminder. So with spring around the corner, it's a perfect time to unhunker and check out all the events the city has to offer. So in the time-honored tradition of New Yorkers and city dwellers the world over, we're turning to Time Out magazine to help us tell us what's happening. Will Gleason, deputy features editor of Time Out New York, joins us in studio now to walk us through some upcoming cultural events around the city, including ways to celebrate a certain Irish holiday named after a certain saint. Hi, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
All right, so let's talk about St. Patrick's Day. Let's just dive right in there. So the parade is Saturday, but what else can I do besides the parade?
All right, well, we have a wide range of options to celebrate St. Patrick's Day this weekend, a lot of fun things. If you're looking for a traditional pub crawl, we recommend St. Paddy's Pub Crawl. You can find it more at pubcrawls.com. And it's basically giving you the most bang for your buck of all the options out there. There are over 50 bars participating. It's tomorrow night and Saturday and Sunday. You can choose what day you want to go.
Wow.
$10 for one day, $25 if you want to go to all three, and you can go to different bars. They all have drink specials. It's bars across the East Village, Murray Hill, a lot of options.
Wow, pubcrawls.com. Who knew?
Yes.
You knew. All right, hey, listeners, by the way, do you have a question for Will Gleason, or are you looking ahead to St. Patrick's Day weekend and you want some other suggestions other than the parade? You want to give a shout out to some events yourself? You can always call us. You know that. 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. All right, so what if I don't want to drink?
Right, of course. There is an option for you as well. Sober St. Patrick's Day is an event that we highlight every year. It's the 8th annual event now. It takes place in Soho at the St. Patrick's Youth Center. And this year it's from 4 to 7 p.m. on Saturday, and it offers a family-friendly alternative to hitting up bars. It brings in musicians and performers from Ireland to perform throughout the afternoon. There are light bites, snacks, and it's a great thing to do with kids or if you're just not looking to drink for the holiday.
All right, so what if I don't want to march, and I don't want to crawl, and I don't really necessarily want to be around my kids? Is there a walking tour?
Yes. The St. Patrick's Weekend in Irish New York Walking Tour is being put on by the Big Onion. We love their walking tours. They're always really fun. They've been doing this for 28 years. And this walking tour highlights Irish history throughout New York.
Cool.
So you're going to meet at St. Paul's Chapel, but then you walk around a lot of sites in downtown New York. You go to sites associated with Tammany Hall, Five Points, the first Catholic church in the city. It's a great way to learn about Irish history in the city, and it's a lot of fun to get outside for the day.
That sounds like great fun. Yeah. That sounds really good for history nerds, too.
Yes,
like
and
myself.
Very educational.
Very educational. Oh, so do bring the kids. It's educational.
Yeah.
Our number is 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. If you have a St. Paddy's Day event you want to shout out, or if you have a question or some sort of spring event happening in New York City that you would like to let us all know about, we love to hear from our audience and crowdsource ways to celebrate New York City, the greatest city on the planet, according to the Time Out Index. All right, Bingo Loco. Bingo Loco.
On yes.
St. Patrick's Day? Bingo Loco.
So this is a great option if you want to have a good time for St. Patrick's Day, but would prefer to stay in one spot. This is happening at House of Yes throughout the day on Sunday, and this is a party imported from Ireland. And it's a hybrid of a bingo night and a rave.
Did not see that coming. Bingo
yes.
night and a rave.
So,
okay. What is the intersection of a bingo night and a rave?
A good time. throughout the day, as you play bingo to really humorous, fun hosts, you'll get up and dance with DJs. They have fun contests and competitions, confetti, dance contests. It's really fun. And they're giving away hilarious prizes. A trip to Vegas, a boat, and
a
lawnmower,
oh,
which every New Yorker needs.
Well, you know, a lot of people in the suburbs come in who might enjoy that lawnmower. So the house, where's the house of Yes?
This is in Bushwick.
Okay. Yeah. Bingo Loco. Did not see that coming. All right, so the Irish Art Center. Let's say you really do want to celebrate in a more, I don't know, sedate way, maybe less raucous. Let's just say that.
Yeah, so this is an annual event put on by the Irish Art Center. It's a book day celebrating Irish authors. So people can go in and find books of Irish literature. It's a celebration of Irish literature and Irish authors. So you can go and find books, purchase books. It's a great day-long festival tomorrow.
And where is that?
That is in Hell's Kitchen.
Okay, good. So we've got Bushwick, Hell's Kitchen, Pub Crawl. Pub Crawl, is that mostly Manhattan, did you say?
It is mostly Manhattan. Murray Hill, the East Village.
Now, how do you guys figure out what to put in when you make all these choices? Because there's so much going on in the city.
Yes.
As an editor, how do you edit this?
So we try to go to as many events as possible, and most of the ones that we cover. And when we're putting together a list like this, obviously the most important thing is that we think all the events are going to be fun and a great time. And then probably the second consideration is a diversity of events. Hmm. So like we're talking about today, to give people options who want to take full advantage of what the city's offering. So from pub crawls to more cultural events, literary events, family-friendly events, nights you want to go out with friends. So try to hit all those points.
My guest is Will Gleason. He's deputy features editor at Time Out New York. We're talking about some of the things you can do this St. Patrick's Day, and also because spring is right around the corner, considering the Time Out Index has said we live in the best city on the planet. Our number's 212-433-WNYC. If you want to shout out something to do this weekend for St. Patrick's Day or some event you have coming up that proves that New York City is the best city in the world. Okay, it is Women's History Month. And I know that Time Out, good on you, has figured out a couple of things you can do, we can do, to celebrate Women's History Month. What's on the list for people who want to commemorate?
Yes, yeah, so a great thing happening this weekend, it's been happening this week and it goes through Sunday, is the Women in the World Festival. And this is taking place at the Apollo Theater in Harlem. And there is a range of panels, concerts, and events highlighting female-led businesses, female musicians and performers, a lot to do. Saturday, Susie Orman is giving a talk on personal finance
that
you can go to. Kimberly Nicole is performing at the Apollo Music Cafe Saturday night. And then Sunday, there's a full day of panels. So if you're interested in making a day of it, I would definitely look into that. And you have performances by Cameron Bruno, activist Angela Davis will be giving a talk that you can go to. And there are female leaders from NGOs that will be talking, and it's a wide range of things. And that's all at the Apollo Theater all day long.
We actually had the director of the Apollo, Camilla Forbes, on because she directed Lynn Nottage's recent play. And she was just talking about how you take a legacy institution like the Apollo and move it forward. And this seems like something that really fits that bill.
Yes, it's very multifaceted, a lot going on, and it looks really fascinating.
All right, so if you like comedy, there's something called, this is the all-female reboot. What is that?
So this is at the Pitt Theater. It was created and directed by a woman named Liz McGee. And it's basically spoofing this recent fad that we have of these movies that may have been male-dominated in the past being remade as female-dominated pictures. So Ghostbusters, Ocean's 8, things like this. So they take very male-dominated movies and do a live performance of them, reinterpreted with an all-female company.
Then where does that take place again?
It's at the Pitt Theater. That's in Flatiron.
That is in Flatiron. Okay. And I know on the show we talked about the Orca show a little bit. What's the theme of it this year? Do you remember?
The theme of it is Singapore.
Oh.
So it has these gorgeous vertical structures, which really sets it apart this year. It's gorgeous. And if you're thinking about going, this weekend actually is the first weekend that they have these great cocktail nights. So you can go. It's drinks in the garden, they'll have music, you can walk through performers. It's the botanical garden at night is beautiful. You can walk through the main conservatory. It's a great date night if you're looking for that.
Oh, that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
My guest is Will Gleason, deputy features editor of Time Out New York. So we've got just a few more minutes. I want to talk about the survey that we're the greatest city in the planet.
Yes.
So what was that based on?
So Time Out started in London, basically, in 1968. Mm-hmm. And then it's expanded since then. Now we're in 315 cities. All over the world. So we kind of took advantage of that global audience and did a massive survey. So we talked to a lot of our audience about how they were feeling about their cities right now. Mm-hmm. And we compiled all that information, crunched the numbers with some data from our editors. And basically we found that of all those cities, our audience from New York is feeling the best about the city's culture.
Hmm.
And is feeling the best about the city's diversity of other cities that we've covered. And it's but it was 91%, which I think is an amazing statistic, is feeling great about the culture in New York right now.
That's pretty cool. That's a really great thing to think about. I love that big quote, that pull quote from the article. We got a couple people we can squeeze in the last minutes. Joel is calling us from Brooklyn. Hi, Joel.
Hi.
Hi. What do you have to offer?
On Thursday, March 21st, something I've organized called the Alternative Guitar Summit is presenting the music of the Woodstock Festival 50 years after, with six guitarists and 20 to 25 other musicians celebrating that epochal music, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It's at Le Poisson Rouge down on Bleecker Street in the Village.
That sounds so great. That's the first day of spring. Perfect, perfect.
Sounds like a lot of fun. A lot of Woodstock events coming up this year that we're excited about.
I know, this summer. I got a house in Woodstock. Let me tell you, I know what I'm going to be doing this summer.
Have a fun time.
Give me a call. I'll have a party. Hey, Barbara in Brooklyn. Hi, Barbara.
Hi.
You have your own arts installation. This is fabulous. Let's hear.
I do. I have an art installation up at Five Miles Gallery in Crown Heights. And this is the last weekend of it. The gallery is open from 1 to 6 today, tomorrow, and Saturday. It's an interactive light installation, so it's a maze of light. And the viewers get to hold their light. And Saturday evening from 6:30 to 8, we're having a dance performance with Pat Hall. And that's interactive, too, with live drumming.
Wow. That just sounds like it would be something that every sense gets to have.
A lot of fun. Very immersive. It sounds like a really fun event.
Thank you. That's why you're the editor. You say that again, Barbara. I'm sorry.
Yes, I'm here.
Say that again. I didn't hear what you just said.
I said yes. It is very immersive. That's exactly correct.
Barbara, thank you so much for calling in. So what are you going to do? I've got a minute left and I'm curious, what's your big plan this weekend as deputy features editor? Are you the guy who goes out and does stuff, or do you stay home?
No, I go out and do things, yeah. I'll probably go up to the parade, the main parade. I like to go every year. It's up in Central Park on Fifth Avenue, and the music is so amazing.
Yeah.
It's such a tradition. It's been happening for 258 years, which is insane. And I just love the celebratory nature there. So I'll probably, if the weather's nice, I'll probably get up there.
And do you have a particular spot you think is good? I don't want you to give away your spot, but
I like to stick to the southern end of the park.
All right. Will Gleason, deputy featured editor at Time Out New York. Thanks for coming in and sharing some stuff to do. We'll definitely get you back soon.
Thanks so much for having me.
You've been listening to all of it on WNYC. Catching hour number two. We'll be right back.